Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bane.
Vince the Bane.
Vince in the Bag.
Vince in the Bag.
Vince in the Bag.
Vince in the Bag.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Checkity, checkity, check. 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing on. Hello. Hello. Check, check.
Vincent the Gay or what?
Oh, silly, silly Bill Wagner. How am I sounding?
Vincent the Bay.
Not you. Not you, ghost. No, I'm not on the cell phone. Jesus Christ, it sounds like I'm on a cell phone. I'm talking through a...
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. Welcome to another edition of Free Ball Friday, everybody. And I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. That's right, preseason football is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm currently watching my Oakland Raiders getting kind of getting their ass handed to them. Well, I don't know, they're dominating as far as possession and first downs and rushing yards and all that stuff. But on the scoreboard, they're down 24-11. So I'm going to be monitoring the game throughout the evening. Of course, I'm Vince in the Bay, as in the Bay Area. So I like to keep tabs on my local sports teams, although I got to tell you, it's way too early for football. I'm not ready for it. I really am not. I kind of want the NBA playoffs to come back. I was perfectly happy just watching the NBA playoffs for months on end. In the Olympics. I was getting into the Olympics, even though it was, you know, tape delayed by 6 hours, and I already knew the outcomes. I still enjoy watching that. This week I've been waking up and turning on the television, expecting to see some sort of diving event, and I get soap operas. Oh, well. Welcome to the soap opera that I affectionately call Disorderly Conduct. Today is Friday, Free Ball Friday, August 17th, 2012. Jesus Christ, we're already halfway through August. Where the hell does the time fly? Anywho, I'm going to give a big shout out to all my early chit chatters, Bob Tuscan, Children of Allah, Itty Bitty Miski, Pabuno, however you say that name. Welcome. Rainbows are cool. Thank you for stopping in and enlightening us with your views in the chat room. Also, Stuart KFC, good friend of the show. Thank you, Stuart, for hanging out earlier with me, as well as Vert, good friend of the show, Vert, in the house, as well as Wendigo and Scarlet Kitty. Ooh, it's a lady in the house. What do you mean, what about you, Stuart KFC? Didn't I just say your name? I'm pretty sure I just said, hey, Stuart KFC, thanks for coming in early. I appreciate it. And according to Stuart, we're going to have some surprise guests later. Some old friends I haven't called in a long time. One of them a female, apparently. I'm excited about that. I'm always excited about females calling into the show. But interception Raiders. The Raiders just intercepted a pass. Nice. Anyway, sorry, I'll get distracted by the television. Yeah, so I'm curious as to who this secret female is here. He said, yes, she is here for you. Oh, yeah, bring her on. I have a couple of ideas of who it might be, but she's not here yet. Okay. And she never calls? What? Okay, now I don't know who it is, but hopefully that mystery will be solved at some juncture during the program today. It's Free Ball Friday. It's basically just a free-for-all, open lines. We can take this wherever we want to go with it. It really doesn't matter. I don't even know what I put in the description. I think I put some Julian Assange imagery and stuff. We can talk about that. We talked about that a little bit on Wednesday? Oh, yeah, Wednesday was fun. We had the Op-Bart reunion show. That was a great time. Really, really, really appreciate the folks who called in and supported the Op-Bart reunion show. That was some good times. Unfortunately, Carl called in and tried to spoil everything. But we weathered that storm, didn't we? Good times. And, so if you want to get the word out, I'm starting the show an hour earlier today. I know a lot of folks on the East Coast have been complaining the last few weeks that I start the show too late. So I'm going to try to go back to my 9 p.m. start time. And hopefully that will attract a few extra listeners who would like to be here in person. And I understand people have lives. It's Friday, you know. Should be out having a good time somewhere. But, it's all good. Vince in the Bay, taking your calls all night. We can talk about Assange, Julian Assange, who is held up in the he's barricaded himself in the Ecuadorian embassy. The Ecuadorian government has granted him asylum, and at the same time, the UK police have converged on the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and they're basically just hanging out, waiting for Assange to step out of that embassy office. Which apparently he's going to do on Sunday. That should be interesting. Sunday, I believe it's 2 p.m. London local time. They are going to Assange is going to do some sort of press conference, or he's going to make some sort of statement allegedly on the steps of the embassy, which, I don't know, I think the steps of that building are not technically the embassy, so he could probably get snatched before he even opens his mouth. But that'll be interesting to check out, see how that goes down. I guess this goes against my whole premise. I was convinced, still kind of am convinced, that if he was really the smart, sly, smooth criminal that he is, I predicted that he was already in Ecuador and just pretending that he was held up in the embassy until he got official asylum. But if he's in that embassy, good luck getting out. I don't know what they can do. Airlift him? Maybe they've been building tunnels? I don't know. But that's something to get excited about over the weekend. What the hell's going on in the chat room here? Stuff totally unrelated to what I'm talking about. Children of Allah is saying that gays are abominations. Looks like there's some back and forth, people defending Carl. Yes, Carl is a homosexual. That's not, don't judge him. He's a great cabana boy. Regardless, I don't care if he's hermaphrodite. He does a fantastic old job of servicing me as a cabana boy. And, yeah. Speaking of which, it's Free Ball Friday, everybody. No underpants allowed. So don't be shy. Call in. We can talk about whatever. It doesn't matter. Letting it all hang out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Balls to you!
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won. Thank you.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Ah, motherfucking chair. You already know what it is. ZITB back up in this on another Free Ball Friday. Totally interactive interwebs radio broadcast for your ass. You want to get in on this? Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. I have some very loyal listeners in the chat room. We have some old friends in the chat room. I think I figured out who the old female friend that was a longtime listener to the show is. Thank you, Stuart KFC, for tipping me off. This is not one of my who I expected, though. In the chat room now, we have Matilda Blankets. Old friend of the show, Matilda Blankets. Notoriously has, let's just say, quite a pair of swinging udders. Yeah. It's UU. You could fit just about anything between those udders. Thank you, Matilda. Appreciate it. I wish we could go to the lines. There's nobody called in. What the hell is it's crappy airbags, and I wonder if airbags and no pro think I'm starting at 10 p.m. I bet you airbags isn't even awake. Let's check his Twitter feed. Airbags. Okay, here we go. Crappy airbags. Let's see when the last time Crappy Airbags tweeted. Oh, geez. He tweeted 4 hours ago. He's dead. It's midnight. That was 4 hours ago. He's dead. No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to count airbags to call in. I bet that we do hear from NoPro. I'm hoping we hear from NoPro. He usually, even if I don't explicitly invite him to the show, he usually swings by at least for a part of the time to help save the day. But other than that, it's just open lines, dudes and dudette. So good to see the udders here, Matilda. If only you could talk. If only your udders could speak. Good times, everybody. If you don't mind, if you guys are doing the Twitter, which I love doing, this is all I fucking do. City of Flint is having a hard time signing into chat with an Android phone. I didn't realize you could load the chat on an Android phone, or any phone for that matter. I'm pretty sure iPhone, you cannot load the chat. Oh, wait a second, folks. What just happened right there? Was that a touchdown? Because if the Raiders score a touchdown, I'm fucking ready. We got Greg Papa. Greg Papa backed me up. So the Raiders are on a drive right now. They're down 24-17. 9:45 left to go in the third quarter. Looks like they're driving. They have all their timeouts still. Only down a touchdown. One possession game, very much in this. But they're playing defense right now. Oh, get a stop. Oh! See, at this point, I don't know if the subs are in or what. Are all the scrubs in right now? Usually they take the starters out after, like, the first quarter, right? It's the third quarter. This is, like, third string right now, isn't it? God, I hate fucking preseason football. It's just pointless. Scarlet Kitty says, pull up, Vince. It's preseason. Uh, Wait a second. Matilda put a link in here. Is that supposed to be for? Oh, that's Matilda's footballs, huh? Wow. Can I tweet that? Yeah, just listen however you have to. You don't have to be in the chat room. You can tweet me. I've got my Twitter open in another tab. So we can dabble on Twitter. A lot of people contribute to the show via Twitter. And if you're listening, you could always hit the Twitter button. So I was cruising the interwebs, and I'm a big fan of The Coup. There's no doubt about it. I did a ton of videos for them, I basically did their YouTube channel. And huge fan of the music. Love Boots Riley. I think he's an amazing writer, amazing artist. Turns out he's got, I knew he had a record coming out pretty soon. But they actually released a track. And I checked it out last night, and I thought it was pretty cool. It's called the, what's it called? The Magic Clap. The Magic Clap. I can relate to that song title. I've had the Magic Clap since I think second year of college is when I developed it. So I can relate to this song. Maybe you can too. This is The Coup with The Magic Clap off their forthcoming record entitled Sorry May It Bother You, I believe. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm pretty sure that's it. Sorry May It Bother You. Anyhoot, here it is, The Coup. You're on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct. Join me, it's Free Ball Friday. Don't be shy.
Come on, do it, baby, do it.
2212. Is this thing on? Hello? No. Test. 1-2. Okie dokie. Where were we? Okay, that was a track you heard there. It was brand new from The Coup. Boots Riley and The Coup. New record coming out October 30th. That was The Magic Lap. I, being of no real soul or groove or whatnot, had a hard time locking into the clap. But I can appreciate the clap. Like I said, I've had the clap, the magic clap myself, since the Reagan administration. So we scared off Matilda Blankets with that song. Interesting. I just gave her a shout out on Twitter. I just tweeted Matilda Blankets, welcome back to the show, with the picture that you guys sent out. And now she's gone. I just don't get it. I really don't get it. Her boobs are shy. Stuart KFC informs me that her boobs are shy. Fair enough. Okay, that was an inadvertent Raider touchdown. That was a sound effect. That was us warming up from what they do. In fact, they did have a touchdown earlier, but not in the last. Shouts out to Wendigo. This is a better pick of her. Yeah, probably. That's Stuart. Shouts out to the Vincent Bay Orchestra. Got Steve Wireman on guitar. Got Booyah on the bass. Q on the drums. And Mikey on the keys. Want to join us here? We got plenty of time. Tweet it out to your friends. Everybody who doesn't have in real life shit going down should join us. Plenty of room for everybody. Some more tweets here. Shouts out to people retweeting the show. Doug, Vert, City of Flint. Shouts out to Occupy KC News, KC Occupy Press, who was a caller on the show a couple weeks ago. Thanks, guys. Here you go. That's the orchestra. Shouts out to Ginger Brooks and KC Occupy Press, former callers on the show, for tweeting out the coordinates of this particular transmission. Shags retweeted the show. Triple T and Mr. Abhaxis. Shouts out to them also for promoting the broadcast tonight. And feel free to tweet out the show if you want to bring some more people in here. I mean, if it's just going to be me, I'm more than happy than to field questions from the chat room. We have, you know, quite a few chatters here. Any just open Q&A with the chat room right now, if you guys don't mind. You see, there is a lot of activity in there. Any questions you might have for me, but if you want to call in, the number's 347-826-7667. And when you call in, if you want to be on the air, press the number 1. And that virtually raises your hand and alerts me that you want to participate on the broadcast. And it looks like we have somebody. Hang on a second. Hold the presses. Area code 805. You're on the air with Vince in the Bay. What's going on?
What's up, Vince? Just got home. What are you doing? Having a show?
I'm doing a radio show, yeah. Conducting a radio broadcast transmission across the interwebs.
So who's present? Jackal? Anybody?
Jackal is not around to my knowledge, no.
Damn it.
Are you in the chat room?
Negative.
Oh, so we have pretty scarce attendance. I'm always flattered when a lot of people come to the Friday show. I think the Friday's probably the worst possible day you could choose to do a radio show. Because, you know, anybody with a life is probably out doing something right now.
Hey, now.
But it's, you know, it's an economy. People are economizing. So some people are home. Some people are watching the game like me. Oh, Raiders going for like a 40-yard pass. Nowhere. We got Leinart in the game now. Oh, man. I kind of like Jason Campbell. I was happy with Jason Campbell. Anyway.
I don't know.
On your mind tonight? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I just got my medicine, if you will, from my doctor, and I'm about to try it out to see if I can sleep better with it. And, yeah, just had I had open-heart surgery, if that gives you any idea who I am.
Oh, my gosh.
But probably not. I only come on when I'm usually either drinking or high.
Excellent. But
where's Angry Jew? He's not here?
Oh, that's all you have to do is ask where he is, and then he shows up. That's kind of how he disappears. I don't know. I would hang in there. You know what? This show has started at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, since I brought it back about a month ago now, over a month. And I think everybody's used to it being at that time, and I want to do it earlier.
And
I think, maybe I didn't really promote that. I'm gonna have to fire an intern. I don't know what happened. That was a breakdown.
Well, how are you doing, man? You said it's Q&A, right?
It's Q&A. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Well, what's your question?
What's been going on in Vince's world?
Well, here in the Bay, things are progressing. Me personally, I just got through having a little hibernation nap, it was basically a coma that I came out of at about an hour before I had to do the show. So yeah, I quickly injected caffeination into the situation, and here I am. Yeah.
What was your choice of caffeination coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing. First of all, Starbucks, I am totally immune to Starbucks. Nothing that they serve wakes me up at all.
I have to always ask for extra shots as well.
Like the fruity drinks, the sweet drinks are all, they taste delicious, but I don't get a buzz off of that. Luckily, there's a couple of local mom and pop shops that do a nice brew, and it usually does the trick, whether it's iced coffee or, you know, lately it's been, you know, depending on where you're at, though, it's been pretty damn hot, so the iced coffee's been nice, especially when it works.
See, cold beer is really good. I can't drink too much because of the blood thinners, but one or two cold beers after a hot day in Reseda is pretty good.
Matilda Blanket says Starbucks tastes like badass. Yeah, Starbucks, their coffee tastes burnt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or actually stale. If you go, advertise for them, but there's a company.
That's probably a better description. There's something that's just like, no.
Yeah, exactly. If there's a, I don't know if you ever heard of it or not, but it's like some place called, I think it's called coffeefool.com, but they actually pull the beans as you order them, so they come straight from the actual ground right into the mail to you, and they force you to ship it, I think, in 2 days. Like priority shipping and everything, but they take pride in it being fresh to the point where, and I've tried it once. My mom's a big Starbucks fan, and I figured why not. But after I tasted it, it's funny. Most people don't realize that all coffee's stale, but if you order it like that from that place, it actually is sweet enough to where you don't need to put a coffee creamer in it at all or sugar. No, nothing. Black coffee is actually supposed to be somewhat sweet, and something from not a connoisseur to myself, but I tried it out and it actually is true. So I don't know if anybody cared, but still something I learned every day, I guess, you know, random fact. But
it totally
makes
sense.
It's kind of funny.
It fills in a lot of blanks. Wendigo. Shouts out to Wendigo for hooking me up with BigTittyTube.com. That looks like a great site. I'm going to bookmark that site. Thank you. You know what I'm noticing on Blog Talk since I've gotten back on the air?
What's that?
The delay. The delay. It used to be almost like a 20-second delay between the live transmission and then what you actually hear if you just log on to the website and listen in the chat room. There was always like almost like maybe it felt like 20 and maybe it was really 10 or whatever, but there was a delay. But now I'm noticing the delay is less because when I'll say something, somebody will react to it almost instantaneously. I think BTR might have upgraded some shit because I think we've got a slighter, not as bad delay as we used to.
True. Or we don't have, was it Motor Mouth that always spam the chat constantly?
Oh, slowing it down, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, Motor Mouth and Uranon News and Motor Mouth, and there was a couple other. Cyber War News would do it sometimes. Shit, there was somebody. There's a lot of culprits. Let's just put it that way.
Exactly.
And then once it starts, then it's the mob mentality. After a few people started off, it's just everybody's doing it. You can't keep track.
Oh, of course, it's like one person laughs, you got to laugh, you know. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, infectious. You know, same with spamming the chat room.
BigTittyTube.com. See, I want to do voiceovers for these sites. Come over to BigTittyTube.com. We've got videos, pictures, full movies, blogs, playlists. You can join a group. Meet all the big tit chicks. Register, only $4.99 a month, and you get Aneta Buena.
That's too good. So, yeah, I got a, since the last time I called you, I got a mechanical heart valve.
Holy
shit.
I'm
going to try to take a guess at who I am.
This chick is just bouncing around in the water. Oh, wow, those are natural, too. Nice. Thanks, Wendigo. I appreciate this. That's going to be definitely checked out later. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What'd you say?
I was just mentioning that, you know, try to take some shots at who I am as far as figuring out what douchebag voice I'm using and who I am and recognizing my voice. I doubt you probably remember. I only come on every once in a blue moon, but usually it was when I was drunk, but after surgery I don't do that anymore and smoke only just because of the medication.
Okay, you're telling me you're an old school caller and I'm not recognizing the name with the voice. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Wait a second. I think we might just had a eureka a moment here. I think we might have just had a touchdown. Let's check in with Greg Papa. Greg Papa, what's going on down there?
Touchdown, Raiders!
That's right. Defensive touchdown. That's right. They were at the 10-yard line, and one of the Raider defensive linemen stripped the quarterback of the ball. And another lineman picked it up and rolled into the end zone for the Raiders to score. The score is now Arizona 24, Raiders 23. I think we're still awaiting the extra point. But, here the extra point is being lined up right now. We're at the end of the third quarter, only 39 seconds left in the third. And the extra point is good. Shankakowski doesn't shank this one. And we looks like we're going to be cruising into the beginning of the fourth quarter with a deadlock tie and in the battle in the desert. It's Raiders 24, Cardinals 24.
What are your thoughts on Steelers?
That wraps up our sports update. I wish I had sports update music. I have news music. We can do the news. Is there anything in the news that's got you your panties in a wad?
Anything in the news?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really. I've been actually focusing on family more than politics or Anonymous.
Oh, good
or
for you. Good. Oh, God bless you.
But that's just honesty. I used to keep up with it quite a bit, but at this point I've just been too busy trying to keep blood bubbles and shit like that in line. So.
Okay, so how? Give me some hints on who on what your handle was when you used to call in, because I know handles and I know voices and very very. To be honest, I get lots of callers.
No, no doubt. I used to be in the era of Jen from fucking what's her name got hosed by Anonymous after she admitted she was going to write a book about it. It was really funny, actually, quite epic, how she failed at basically trying to expose people. And I don't know, was it Jen from fucking? I don't want to say Paper Storm. That was an Anonymous OP, but or the OP from Anonymous. But she did some website and tried to like do news stories and stuff that were semi legitimate and. Then ended up turning around on everybody and saying she was.
Oh, wait a second. Are you sure not Jen? Yeah, we had her on this show.
What was her kind of name?
Press Storm.
Jamie.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Jamie was.
Yeah, that was my era. So I'm not really super old, but definitely enjoyed that era. It's quite funny.
Was about a year. Dude, that was around this time last year, dude. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, that was right around Op Bart. She was still. I had her on. If you go back in my archives, the whole summer of last summer is just that's all we talk about is all that gossip from all that time from Lulzsec all the way through to probably all the way through to Occupy Oakland. That's
right. Yeah, that's true.
That was last season. This is this season though. It's a whole new season now. Different theme. Different vibe, it's a different time now.
Roger that. But
drop me some more hints and I'll figure it out before the end of the show.
Okay. Handle or my alias started with an S. There's a small hint.
Very small hint. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is. I think this might be okay. Let's 626. Who's this?
Hello.
Who's this?
Is it Shagmy? No.
No. This,
not Shagmy.
Is this Miss Becker?
No.
What? Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Becker. What's up?
My number memorized by now.
Hey, you were the one with the shoe on your head at one point.
I should.
On
you know what? I should.
Twitter.
You know what? I don't, but I can. I can screen grab it though. So technically, I can just put that on a USB and insert it into my brain.
This vapor blunt is sweet.
What?
I said this vapor blunt is sweet.
Dude, I lost track of how to smoke weed right around the time they were doing it in bongs. Now I see people tweeting about dabbing and doming and just doing all this. It's like I can't keep up with it. I mean, it seems like they're adding accessories. Like it used to be real easy. You had paper, you had weed. You rolled it up and there you went. Now you got like these
skillets.
These elaborate like tube things with all this chemistry and the physics going on. It's just like what's the ultimate bottom line here already?
Yeah, I agree actually, but the nice thing though with at least vaporizers, that's all I use if anything, just because I can't cough that well due to the open heart surgery and healing. But
all right, you know what? I'm sorry folks, I'm gonna have to take a little moment here. Even though OpNoPro isn't here, I'm going to do what I should have done way back in the day when OpNoPro got seriously butthurt because of Karl Barks' remarks. And he was butthurt because I wouldn't kick out Karl Barks. I'm not going to kick out Karl Barks, but I just in a show of solidarity with OpNoPro, who I hope will show up at some time, I'm just going to mute Karl Barks. 2 minutes, Karl Barks, just for being Karl Barks and being a dickhead to OpNoPro. Anyways, moving along. So glad you called in, Ms. Becker. So what's the lowdown? What's going down in the hometown? Is any of that Op Anaheim shit still going down?
I moved to Covina, which is a horrible, horrible, horrible place where nothing happens.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. I have no news. I did go to Chalky Pie.
Did you guys get beat up by the cops this time?
No. I guess early in the day they arrested, or they detained three people, and one was arrested, and they freed him. By the end of the day, I saw a funny tweet where someone claimed that the guy that was arrested, the cops who were watching him in the jail were like, you have to tell everyone we were nice to you so we don't end up on the Twitter. Other than that, that one arrest, there wasn't anything going down.
Hey, you're not talking about L.A.?
Yeah. They did have, on one corner where the Metro Rail is as I was leaving, they had about, like, 15 sheriffs stationed over there. I think they had cops stationed nearby ready to strike, but they weren't, like, visible from the chalking area.
So what the fuck's the point of chalk? Bring me up to speed here.
The chalk?
I don't get it. Yeah, like, what's the hint here about, like, why they did it, though, or the talk thing in general? I'm not very caught up when it comes to all this, so give some background on this real quick.
Well, I think in most occupied, at least Occupy LA, one of the things that would happen was just chalking, so just people using sidewalk chalk, and then LA has an art walk once a month, and at July's art walk, the occupiers came out and started chalking. And I think at first they were chalking sidewalks and public park walls and stuff. And then the cops got, when it's a riot mode, I guess when people started chalking on people's businesses. And it was just like this really extreme riot-style reaction from LAPD over sidewalk chalk. And I think it affected, like, people who were just there for art walks, like, standing by were just being pelted by rubber bullets and stuff over chalk, sidewalk chalk.
Well, was the chalk breaking the law in the end? Did they get, like, fined for chalking?
If it's on the sidewalk or on public property, like a public park wall, that's not breaking the law. But if it's on, I believe it was on, like, the walls of businesses that were owned, that's a trespass and vandalism. So, at least it's trespass. But,
that's awesome. They called chalk vandalism? Like, my five-year-old seriously is vandalized shit already? Is that like, what, $500 charge to you?
It's only, I don't know if it is vandalism, but it's at least a trespass because you're interfering with someone else's property. But if you're doing it on the sidewalk, it's not illegal. There's a whole, like, federal case about it.
Jesus Christ, have we come down to this? Like, I mean,
yeah, it's tough down to
don't they really have anything, like, the cops, that is, better to do, really? Chalk. They have to immediately eliminate this new mass media chalk that is appearing on our city streets, you know? Like, I could picture them, like, I don't know. It's sick. That's really sad. I really wish I was there. I've been to Occupy LA. There's another hint for you. But, I haven't been there for a while. I actually didn't even know they were still chalking around, I guess.
I think they still have GAs every week. And there's an encampment on Wilshire a ways from downtown called 626 Wilshire. I think it's on the Occupy LA website. I've never been there, but...
Jesus, that's crazy. I was there for the second, not the first day, but the second day they occupied.
Hmm.
But, yeah. How about Vince? Did you visit any of these Occupy...
Yes.
...establishments?
Yes, I did.
Well, what say you?
My experience, Oh, let's see. When did that start? September 17th. Okay, I was still doing my radio show back then, so every night people were talking. If they weren't talking about Op Bart or some other protest-type activism bullshit, people were already anticipating that date. So my recollection is just following it through the lens of my callers who were really jazzed and into it. And I was kind of calling, I don't know, it seemed a little staged to me to begin with. And, it's definitely made its little blip in the time-space continuum. But
I don't think, yeah.
It was kind of fail.
It's just doomed
from the beginning, though, because, I mean, it was a bunch of... activists from Canada started it. Like, this is like almost like a Canadian coup. What the hell?
Well, not only that, but I mean, you always want to blame Canada, and that's
it's so easy to blame.
It's not ever us though. It's got to be either Canada or maybe China. That's a good one with Republicans. But
actually, it was George Soros and the Koch brothers.
Actually,
together, they conspired together, since they both are Wall Street. They're like, let's do this just for shits and giggles. Let's hire this firm, this wacky Adbusters firm, just for shits and giggles, and just have them just fuck around. Just see what happens. Here, we'll just throw them a couple million, and see what the fuck happens. And they're like, perfect, Occupy Wall Street. And from the beginning, that park. That Zuccotti Park,
that was epic.
It's on land owned by the same companies that own half of downtown Manhattan. They were owners. They were part of the World Trade Center. There's Wall Street as anything else. So they're publicly traded. Are you kidding me? That right there was another huge red flag. It was just like, this is all just window dressing. And you know what it did accomplish, though? It accomplished this idea of the 1% and the 99%.
It did. It
and now,
brought
now that's a talking point. Now that's a talking point. You know, that's sort of their legacy, is they've sort of just injected this one little thing. People are like, oh, what's this whole thing about? What's it about? And ultimately, that's what I think history has borne it out to be, is it sort of just injected a little bit of, you know, a catchphrase into the whole argument of whatever the fuck you want to call it. So now you see candidates talk about the 99%, the 1%. It's like a buzzword. They just said, oh, thank you very much. We got our new talking points for this election season. All I have to do is say the buzzwords and bada bing, bada boom.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, but I think one good thing about it, though, in my opinion, this is just me, I think, but I think that in general history, if I'm correct, reveals that if a mass amount of people are revealed something, most times somebody's going to keep pursuing it, even if it's down to, you know what I mean, like thousands, like throughout the years now, people are going to start revealing things and more and more about, I think, politics in general. I feel like I've gotten a lot more exposure from both parties, in my opinion. Like, I took it a lot more seriously. When I analyzed anybody, I would look at their background and start actually, like, just Google dork search terms and at least getting a basic understanding, whereas before, it was more or less like, I don't know, I just didn't care so much. I voted Democrat or Republican, and it didn't really matter. But at that point, at least I felt like, okay, I got a good education, like, on each of these candidates, make my vote. And I never would have done that, I don't think, personally. In my opinion, I don't think a lot of people would have done that unless this happened. You know, that's one thing that I think will, like I said, it was almost like a shockwave of awakeness to everybody. Because my parents know, and they're like far-right Republican, Channel 11 News, like, I mean, and even that, they asked me, like, about it, and, you know, they actually started conversations around me. So, I don't know. I think it's had a big effect, but right now I'm more concerned about Tripwire. Let's switch subjects. I'm really, really baked.
Tripwire.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And it's time to take a... I don't have a sports news break, so I have to use the news theme.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's been a new development in the Raiders-Cardinals game. The Cardinals just went up another, just scored a touchdown, and now they're up by 10, or by 7. Yep, 31-24. Not looking good for the Raiders here. They've got their fifth stringers in. It's only time will tell if the fifth stringers on the Raiders can eke two touchdowns out or two scores, two possession scores versus the amazing opponents and their fifth string squad. And now the Cardinals will be kicking off to the Raiders again. Your sports news break update. It's the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time to go. 11:25 left in the game. It's Raiders 24, Cardinals 31. All right, I got to fire my producer because we don't have the fucking NFL music because I don't want football to start yet.
You don't want to?
No, I don't want football to start yet. I'm a Raider fan. I want to postpone the pain for as long as possible. I'm still trying to figure out, though, what your name was back in the day so I can put two and two together here. And I need another clue.
Another clue?
Yeah.
I tweeted like a promo for you like the other week. Hashtagged.
A promo?
Yeah. Threw out a little shout out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's a good hint.
That narrows it down a little bit, but I don't know. I've been getting a lot of love in that department. I'll have to do some digging there. Oh, by the way, Carl Barks is back off suspension. Thank you, Carl Barks, for abiding by the rules. Vince is still a moron.com. I agree. Nobody remembers. See, the thing is, I kind of had a little tweeting match with, or not a match, but a little Twitter conversation with, Mandy Nagy, Liberty Chick on Twitter. And so like Breitbart and all those people they're getting ready to come out with a movie about Occupy Unmasked. And they're writing articles about, you know, all these occupiers that are going through the legal process and blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, that's so fucking like 2011, man. What else do you got? Occupy is like, it's not really there. I mean, there's remnants of it. Like, there's, like, in Oakland, you know, it's morphed into something else. They still use Occupy Oakland as one of the tags, but Oakland's always had tons of activists, and all they were looking for was an excuse to somehow all coalesce together and conveniently enough for them, this Occupy shit came out, and so everybody just said, oh, logically, this is what we'll lock into.
Yeah. Well,
To their credit, it has turned into a little miniature little network, though. There is a community there where I don't think it necessarily could have been before.
Right.
But that's just one of the success stories. I think on a whole, though, across the nation, because let's remember, this Occupy shit was like all over the world. And now a lot of, you know, at one point there was, what, like 1,000 in the United States alone? And I don't know the statistics, but I would wager that maybe 10-15% of that is still, there's still some way, shape, or form of it.
Right. Dude, I'm reading this thing. You gotta check this out, Vince. Good news here.
Okay, yes, please. Let's lighten up the program. Come on.
There's some
You're putting Ms. Becker to sleep.
There's an ex-GM associates that are sewing their mouths shut in protest and hunger strike.
Really? Like physically sewing their mouths shut?
Yeah, there's pictures of it. Check it out.
Link it in the chat or Twitter to me.
I'm standing outside on my porch. I don't have a computer around me.
What are you talking about, dude? I was just told that you can get in the chat room on a fucking on a smartphone. Are you kidding me? You should be able to
smartphone
on there and do a tweet.
You think open heart surgery is cheap? Jesus, I have no money.
Dude, I get so many folks that have ailments that call in. They're such troopers. They still have their wits about them. I don't know if you remember old Brutus.
Brutus sounds familiar. I think he came on once, maybe, that I heard.
He's been on the show many times, but last summer he used to call in a lot. And one show, actually, he had his lung collapse on air during the show and had to be rushed to the hospital.
Fuck you. No way.
Yeah, it's in the archive somewhere. I don't remember which date exactly, but it was last year.
Oh Jesus! Well,
we've had some traumatic moments here on this show. It's real life happens here. Like I've done shows where I've experienced an earthquake during the show.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes you have to break live news, when it's happening. And it just so happens when it's that 2 hours when my show's on.
But isn't that amazing, though? We're at that point, where we can get, data that quickly. The moment it happens, it triggers, and you can have, an SMS sent to your phone. And that's it, within 10, 15 seconds delay, tops. And you're already, notified. Isn't that I think that's a pretty amazing feat, in technology. You really consider it
correct.
Sounds like a bag.
So okay, let's narrow this down some more. What can you reveal? What coast of the United States you're from?
Cali. Yeah, is that close enough?
Yeah, it's totally close enough.
Very nice. High five.
Ms. Becker, did we put you to sleep? Are you okay?
Jesus Christ.
I'm driving right now. I'm confused.
What?
I'm driving.
Oh, why don't you do some karaoke for us? Or not? I do have... Ms. Becker is a... She's a decorated songwriter. Oh, of course she hangs up.
God damn it.
She did this song, Cat Song for Dan. I thought it was pretty fucking brilliant. Here, I'll play it for you. There it is. If you haven't heard it before, this is Ms. Becker. She's an Emmy or Grammy nominated record producer and singer-songwriter.
All right, I'm chomping up a bit.
Hey, Dan. Check it out. I made a cat song. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Don't hate, Dan. Don't hate.
Pretty epic, huh? What do you think?
Stupid. It burns.
Yeah, so it's obvious she has talent, raw talent. I mean, that was like a demo, but... you get the gist.
Sure, yeah. So what do you do, Vince? That's one thing I've never, ever heard. What do you do? What is your day job?
My day job, I do video and audio technical shit.
for theater type stuff, or?
No, I haven't done much theater work. I've done
a lot of corporate
work, industrials, commercials, lots of stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I do IT security.
Freelance. Why? What's up?
I said I do IT security. There's another hint.
Your IT security. Yeah. I sometimes my job delves into the IT realm too, and I'm totally.
Yeah, I know.
I know enough to be dangerous. Let's put it that way.
Nice.
But I love the internet, and I love doing radio. I used to do radio back in the day in college. Did college radio. I always loved that. And blog talk radio is fun, dude.
I only just started, doing this career. But that's crazy. I didn't know any of that shit about you. I've been listening, forever.
Mm.
That's the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
So Ms. Becker is not online anymore?
Sorry?
Ms. Becker is not online anymore?
I think Ms. Becker passed out. She rage quit. I don't know. I was talking to her and then she just fell off. It might be past her bedtime. I don't know.
I'm getting
a tweet here from City of Flint. It says, pro tip, if you're ever in the sack with a rack like that, ignore the tubes and focus on the badge for as long as you can. Resistance. Not quite sure if I totally understand that, but whatever. If you folks wouldn't mind tweeting the show out just one more time, we're in the second hour now. It's all downhill from here, kids. But let's try to bring some more people in, and misery loves company, right? Let's get some more folks in here. Tweet it out. There's, if you're listening in the live chat, there's just a little button there. You can Facebook it. You can Google. Circle it. Get the word out. Let's get some folks in here, some callers.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck?
This has been a caller-deficient show. I'm very disappointed. Although I am thankful that Ms. Becker took time to drop in. I was a little worried about her. She hadn't called in a couple of episodes, so good to hear her voice. We, of course, did not hear from Anani Bear. No, Anani Bear. Carl Barks is hating on the Bay. You're not supposed to hate on the Bay, Carl Barks. So Carl Barks, another 2 minutes for hating in the Bay. Okay, dude. I don't know. Are you in the chat room right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Good thing. Because people are talking shit about you, dude.
Oh, that's good.
They're actually, you know what? They're actually talking shit, more shit about me, though. So don't worry about it.
What is it like? Oh, tell the stupid sonar to shut up or what?
Let's see. Caller is a real downer. 95% of the people hosting shows on BTR are unemployed. Went to college, never got a job. Today is a crap show. It's downhill since you came back. Vince, get rid of this nerd. Yes, dump him. Sorry, Vince. The show is downhill. The nerd must go. Tell the virgin to go home and fuck his mom. It just goes on. And these are the friendly trolls, dude. These are the guys. I consider them my little virtual brothers. Like they're. You know, a lot of these guys are going to call in eventually. Hopefully, one of these guys is going to call in. They have a
no
little
kidding.
Crew. There's a little crew of them. I want to say there's two of them. There's two of them that call in, but there's probably more than that that run in this little crew. And I'm not going to give away the handles on the air, but usually they bring a lot more entertainment value to the content of the show. Because that's where it's at. It's supposed to just be open lines. Anybody calls in, says whatever. And, yeah, it is what it is. Sometimes there's magic, sometimes there's not, you know? It's just...
For sure.
How it is. This is internet radio. What do you want?
Yeah,
but
no
I
kidding.
I do appreciate the chit-chatters, such as Children of Allah, Rainbows Are Cool, Stabby McCugs, Stuart KFC, Vert, Wendigo, and You Don't Know Squat, plus a bunch of guest listeners. And Carl Barks, you can come back off of timeout. Stuart KFC says your voice is giving him a headache. Just saying.
Roger that. Well, what do they want to hear us talk about since we're the only ones on the radio? Let's hear it from them.
Before you called in, I was throwing it out there just as a Q&A with the chat room.
Sure.
So we can just do a Q&A with them. But you heard what their comments were. So are you sure you want to do a Q&A with the chat room?
Yeah, probably not.
It can be anonymously. That's another portion of the program is a lot of people are very opinionated that participate in the chat room. I'd appreciate it if you want something broadcast out, please submit it to me as an anonymous message. That's how we used to do it here. My show back in the day, when I used to get raided almost every night by a Flawless Crew, it would just be anonymous messages all fucking night long. So that, like, because people talk major smack when it's anonymous. You know, and the way that works is you DM, if you're in the chat room, you personal message me. You do that by double clicking on my name and then entering a DM message, and then I'll broadcast it on air as an anonymous message. All right, here's an anonymous message. It says, "F you, Vince." Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Keep those anonymous messages coming. We got 45 minutes to go. I don't know.
Jesus Christ. You don't have any...
Huh?
I mean, what do you have anything else, like, planned to talk about? Just throwing it out there.
Not really.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
Other than me being an idiot.
Oh, no, that hasn't been on my mind at all. I don't... I have no problem with you being an idiot. Never has been a problem. Okay, here's another anonymous message. F you again since you killed Moxie. Who said I killed Moxie? I did not kill Moxie. Moxie still lives. Someone told me a couple months ago that Moxie was calling into the Bill Wagner show. Oh shit! Are the cops rounding up people? Or do you need to duck and cover?
No, it's just the ambulance.
Oh, okay. Moxie. Okay, Moxie. I Moxie's not dead, dude. Moxie is totally out there. I heard from a little birdie. I heard from a little birdie that when Bill Wagner and FRD, when those two guys hooked up, that was such a, like, I have to admit, I was away from BTR, but I was still on Twitter, and I would get tweets about Bill Wagner and FRD doing a radio show, and I had to lurk in on that. And I caught a couple episodes, and I mean, because seriously, that was one of the most unlikely pairings I could ever think of. And I think on one of those shows, I heard Moxie. I'm almost positive. So she's still alive. She's out there.
Well, I don't know about this Moxie and history, so I'm pretty lost.
Oh, you don't know about the Moxie saga?
Negative.
Yeah, there's a lot of different eras of listeners that have been a part of the show. Because BTR itself is very incestuous between, like, well, it used to be between hosts and callers. Like, there used to be people that just, they, you know, they hosted shows and they just called it everybody else's show, and there was little BTR. That was when BTR was free. You could do a show for nothing. You just need to email and, you know, create an account, and you can do three-hour shows, no problem, you know, for free.
It's no longer free?
No longer free. No, they decided a couple years ago that, you know what, if we want to make this platform successful, this has come down to, you know, the advertising isn't enough. We need to, you know, tack on a subscription fee. And in some cases, the fee is pretty fucking steep. Like,
no,
these people, the people that you see with the featured thing, the little feature, the little blue, when you go to the main page and it says on air and it says featured,
sure,
the little blue stripe, that,
yeah,
means those people paid like $300 to do their monthly, $300 a month to do their show.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's outrageous. But the packages vary. Like the low end, the very low budget premium is like $30 a month. It's not so bad. Oh. Revenue sharing. At least for me, I did just well enough in revenue sharing that it offset the cost of paying the fee every month. So
right,
it was kind of like essentially for free then. You know, a net zero.
Right on.
And I've been getting, you know, surprisingly, a lot of archive listens since I've done this show again. It's really been downloaded a lot of times, way more than it used to be.
What, just in recent months, or?
Yeah, just the last couple of weeks since I brought the show back. I took six, seven months hiatus, something like that.
Huh.
And I used to get on average, maybe about anywhere from 80 to 100 live listeners, and then archives would be about double that. And so, but that's just like on average. And the ones that are happening now are just totally blowing away that standard. So I don't know. Maybe folks just like, they get my, because I tweet the shit out of it. So I'm sure folks get my tweets, but God knows what part of the world they're on or what they're doing, and maybe they click on it after the, you know, hours, days later. So if that's you,
sure,
you're listening to this at the archive, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you. I want to continue to make love to you, whether it's live or in the archives. All right, another anonymous message says, fuck you, still work for Debbie. What? This is another thing that bothers me about Blog Talk Radio. It's a lot of the regular trolls, they will instigate. They're little, they're provocateurs. This is what they revel in. I'm talking about people like One Angry Jew, Nature Boy Flair, these kind of characters. All they want to do is rabble rouse. They just want to. They just want to. You know, back in the day, it was easy to do because there were so many hosts. Because, like I said, it was free, so anybody and their grandmother could do a show. And there were some crazy motherfuckers on here. Honestly, when the pay-to-play system weeded out a lot of the fucking nutballs.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But still, there's some that linger forever, like cockroaches. And they just want to stir things up. They just want to stir the pot. And there's a lot of hosts that, well, especially back in the day, but still, there are a lot of hosts that give into it sometimes and say, you know what, I'm bored. I'm on this stupid radio show every night, and it gets tired and old. Why not engage in the drama? I tried that. It doesn't work out well. It's just not worth it. Don't. It's as far as I'm concerned, rule number 14. Rule number 14. All right, let's see what else has we got. Okay, another anonymous message says, bring back Melissa. I will not bring back Melissa Hopkins. She's more than welcome to join on her own, join us on her own call-in, but I'm not going to go out of my way to get her. All right, let's take another call here. We got somebody patiently waiting. Area code 810, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, it's your boy, City of Flint.
Oh, yeah, City of Flint. What's going on, man?
Just driving through the city of Detroit here with a busload of people in the back.
Yeah, what's the crowd tonight? What's the happening? What's the event?
Tonight it's a birthday party for some folks. I would say they're probably mid-40s. They went to some kind of disco inferno-type bar here in Ferndale, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I did like that picture you sent out earlier of the gal that was overly endowed.
That's allegedly Matilda Blankets.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that it's been my experience that if you're ever so lucky to date a gal like that, I mean, maybe the ladies in your audience would know better than me, but in my experience, you want to try to ignore those things for as long as you possibly can. It drives you crazy.
Amen, brother.
So what's up, man? You got a slow show going tonight or what?
Aren't they all slow?
No, sometimes you're right on the money.
Yeah, every once in a while I'm on the money. We had a pretty fun show on Wednesday. Were you around Wednesday?
No, unfortunately I wasn't.
Oh, the Op Bart reunion show was kind of a really fun show. I'm still kind of hungover from that, to be honest.
Yeah, that was good action a year ago on Twitter. Anyway, that's about the time I started with Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, since you missed that show, why don't you share with us your thoughts of those early Op Bart experiences?
You know, I really don't have. I didn't. It's so far away. I just thought it was great that it pisses me off because I live here in Flint, and like Flint and Detroit, it seems like there's not any young people that want to get together and go out and protest. So whenever I see people in Oakland or people in San Francisco there that, you know, get together and get out and get pissed off and demonstrate, I just love it. I don't understand why people in the Midwest don't get mad. I don't know if it's Stockholm Syndrome or what the deal is, but it puzzles me.
You know, there's people out there. We had this dude on the other day calling from Kansas City. He's kind of, you know, he's doing his thing. He's active. He's still trying to make things happen. I tell you what, if you have the ways and means to pick up and move to a new place, try New Hampshire and the Free State Project, where all it is fucking activists. You go to Keene, New Hampshire, and that's all they do. It's all activists, and all they do is troll the government and the police all fucking 24 hours a day.
Eventually,
these people want to secede. I mean, it's not like an open thing, but, I mean, logically, the logical conclusion is secession.
Right. Well, if I was going to move anywhere, I'd probably move to Rhode Island. I understand they're getting ready to have the medical marijuana laws there and have the dispensaries, and if you can get into a state when they first adopt that, there's a lot of money to be made. I heard, anyway.
Dude, it's so good. I just went to a club right before I got on the phone. And it's funny, dude. It's like a store. It's crazy. Like a regular store, like Vons or something, of THC everywhere.
Yeah, well, they've got them in Michigan. They passed a law here like 3 years ago, and most of the counties in Michigan, they don't have dispensaries. But in Flint, they do. It's one of the few areas in Michigan where they actually have dispensaries. I've got one
sure.
That's like a half a mile away from the house, man. You go in there and it's like a candy store.
Yeah, exactly. They're all, like, really well put together. Like, actually extremely, like, not shady. You feel, like, you know, comfortable. I don't know. I'm just not the type of guy who likes to go to the hole in the wall, you know?
Right. Well, and but the only thing about that, though, is that, you see, I'm an old-school stoner, man. I believe in passing it around and share and share alike, friend with weed's a friend in need kind of thing, whereas these dispensaries set up, they sell the shit for $20 a gram, they're getting $560 for an ounce. I mean, that's not really all that compassionate. When people get that greedy, that's when the cops start raiding.
Right.
In my opinion, anyway.
What about 19.8% THC level in this one that I'm holding right now?
Yeah, that's pretty good. They've got a, there's a guy I follow on Twitter here locally that that has the, it's actually they do it with Wayne State University in Detroit.
They
can
they
test
do
for,
same thing
for levels.
Yeah.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, honestly, you know, hey, not to get all sobby or anything, dude, but, you know, I'm an addict to freaking opiates. So, for me, I'd rather smoke than deal with the pain and then to do, you know, opiates like Vicodins and morphine that they're trying to push on me after recovering. So it, to me, it was more or less like a no-brainer. I'd rather do this.
Those oxys are bad news, man, because that's like the precursor to heroin, at least around here anyway.
No, I mean, I don't know. I've already had my heydays. I'm over it, you know?
Right. Just, yeah, me and you both are.
Yeah. But, you know, for me it's a lot easier. I don't know. It is kind of radical, so, like, in a lot of, like, where I live, everybody looks at it, like, still, like, you know, extremely shady. You know, I don't really wave it around or anything. I keep it to myself, you know.
Right. Well, the state of Michigan, they love it because they get $100 a person every year. So, I mean, you know, they make millions and millions of dollars just registering people.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm sorry, Vince. I didn't mean to turn your show into a medical pot show.
Not at all. This is Free Ball Friday. We're just letting loose. It's free form. It can go anywhere you want. Whatever topic's on your mind. I would like to know who is, I don't know, fapping in the background. What the hell is that noise?
On my end?
Yeah.
It might be your end. I don't know. It sounds like somebody's frantically.
I'm driving 70 miles.
It's definitely him, because, like, I muted him, and you don't hear it.
Here, I'll hang up so you don't have to get that in your audio. You guys have a good night.
All right, dude. Hey, thanks for calling in. No problem.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, cool. That was...
Gentleman and a scholar.
Yeah, great call, and I appreciate it, and I would appreciate more calls. I just tweeted out the show, so maybe we'll get somebody to bite and join us here while we have a half hour left to go. Matilda Blankets is, Matilda Blankets is reminding me that there was once upon a time that we had some, what do they call the text? ASC, III, or
ASCII art?
Yeah, ASCII art. We used to have some phenomenal ASCII artists that would regular the show and would just bombard the chat room. And that's why – that was my favorite part about – because after every show, I post the chat log. And and so when you get the chat log with all that artwork, it looks fucking cool, man. It looks like it was a good time. And I missed that. I forgot the whole – and scroll jamming. It had a lot of scrolling. You know, when people are scrolling – that's kind of annoying, actually, when you go through the chat log. But the artists were, oh, I forgot the guy's name. There's one guy that was really, really good. And he was in here almost every night, and I fucking forgot his name.
It's funny you say that, because when you say ASCII art and it was all over the chat room, I remember, like, somebody did a middle finger all the time. Can't remember who it was. Somebody was always posting a middle finger.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I should do that. Two nights ago, I instituted upside down red font Russian text only for 5 minutes. And people complied. It eventually took. I had to put it in moderation mode for a second so people could work things out. But then, if you go back into the chat log, you know, most people complied. But shout out to everybody in the chat room: Children of the Law, Matilda Blankets, Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker, we lost you on the phone there. Would love to have you call back in, but if not, it was fantastical to hear from you. I don't know, maybe get a Naughty Bear to call in. There's 20 minutes left in the show, or 24 minutes left in the show. So don't be shy. Join us here. This is your chance to leave your mark on the interwebs. These shows are all archived. And they will go into the vaults of the internets forever. Yeah. Hey, did I ever have you play Tongue Twisters?
No.
Well, we got some time to kill here. Let's what do you say? We play some Tongue Twisters.
Let's do it.
It's time for Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather 5 times fast. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Fat frogs flying past fast.
Fat frogs flying past fast. Fat frogs flying past fast.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Say toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Okay. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat.
All right. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right, kiddos. Hopefully from that montage, you were able to get the gist of the show. Of the game. And unfortunately, it looks like our participant, who we never really got a name from him. He was apparently an old fag, somebody who was hanging out back in the day, and he's gone. So we have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Area code 212, you're on the air. Who's this?
What the fuck is going on tonight, man? The show is sucking, Vince. Totally sucking.
Well, we had a great show the other night. I think we were doomed from the beginning. It's just...
I am thoroughly disappointed. First of all, the show got off to a very, very sloppy start. Your first caller, Mr. Heroinhead, totally depressing. I see the chat room people were just agreeing. The man is a downer. Let's just put it that way. And my recommendation is to you is that you never, ever have him on again. Ever. Ever.
I think I scared him away with Tongue Twisters. Do you want to play Tongue Twisters then for him?
No, I do not want to partake in the Tongue Twisters. I think we should get this show back on track. You have a few minutes to save the night, Vince.
Well, what direction do you suggest we proceed?
I don't know, Vince. It's your show. This is not the Sloppy Swarm show. This is the Vince.
Wait, are you part of this whole Sloppy Swarm crew?
Listen. Just listen carefully.
Who are you? You never even said who the fuck you were. Who are you?
Swarm. You got me banned when you started
your Sloppy Swarm
war. You remember the war? Don't let us digress. I'm a veteran of the war, the Troll Wars. And I no longer have a name on Blog Talk because I was sent to my death. My name was banned because of you, Vince.
It wasn't intentional.
No, Vince. I was a faithful warrior. I was. And when you said, "Hark, who goes there? Let's attack David Daly," you know what happened? You didn't have my back, Vince. You didn't have my back. So
see what these people do? They try to provoke me into battle. Still try to provoke me into battles with other hosts.
I no longer want you to lead us anymore. A little ragtag group is now fighting the good fight. You chickened out. You have no cojones. So, what we are doing is a guerrilla warfare. We have lost many a troll, yes, indeed. But we do it for a good reason. You put us on the right path, but then you abandoned us.
I was a catalyst.
Yes, you are the catalyst. That's why they're still called Vince. We're still called Vince's Warriors. But we no longer honor your name. There are no pyres and songs being sung about you because you are the great purveyor of lies. You betrayed us, Vince. Our goal was to 404 this woman. 404. What happened? What did she do to you? That's what I want to know.
She's powerful. What can I say? She's powerful. And you know who has more insight than me is the one angry Jew. What a Jew.
Talk to
first
that
of all. What the show was missing is some Jew, and not these new Jews. I don't know who these people, Jewish producer, whatever. And this guy who's obviously plays Carl in another life. I don't even know who the hell he is. I think he's just trying to get on action. He was never in the first place. I'm giving him a big. He's done.
Vince. The only way you can vindicate yourself, Vince, reignite the war. Lead us.
Vindicate.
Lead us. Come on, Vince.
What war? Why is this is?
Like he thinks you're Robert
Bruce. This is a false flag. This is a total false flag.
No, it's not. Man. First of all, the Jew
Black Ops.
Let me tell you, the Jew.
Remember that.
The Jew is an unwilling participant. He's like Satan. He eggs people on. He makes you go to and fro.
Like,
but he never engages the problem. He was never part of the Troll Wars. He whispered in Debbie Daly's ear. He whispered in your ears. And like Satan, he's just there for the chaos.
I'm here for the egg rolls, if anybody can find them.
Well, that too. But, you know, I could tell by the size of your belly. But, hey, that's neither here nor there. I'm just telling you, we need to start the Troll Wars.
Okay. How are you going to start them? Tell me how you're going to do it.
Vince is going to start it for us.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm neutral. I am. Well, let's talk about this Pussy Riot shit. What the hell happened? Apparently there's some band in Russia called Pussy Riot, and they did
We just talk about Pussy and not the Riot?
They got put in jail for doing a protest.
Good riddance.
Apparently, having the name Pussy Riot wasn't a big enough marketing tool. They had to actually go into action. Their record sales must be off the roof. Can we get some Pussy Riot?
Yeah, but for 4 years, we're going
to
be in jail.
I'm going to load up some Pussy Riot here in a second.
Oh, God. The Minsk.
You got all these people in this chat room. They're all sleeping. taking a crap. They're in the kitchen. They're doing dishes.
Right.
Yeah.
The lead singer, isn't that... The lead singer is Debbie Land, isn't she?
I don't know who that is.
Debbie Land, the lead singer of Pussy Pistols, or whatever they call themselves.
Pussy Riot.
Pussy Riot. Debbie Land. Her hit song is...
I think I have some Pussy Riot on my playlist here. Let's see.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the songs that got them in jail.
I think I just uploaded it. Here it is.
Well, I think she was living in Staten Island. That's what it was.
It looks like it sampled some song that I can't play for.
Oh,
that.
I like. It's a good song, though.
Anyway, 347-826-7667 at BITB.
No, man.
Skating.
Yeah, rollerblading. Thanks.
Do you have any Wham? Put some Wham on.
Yeah, rollerblade, no Wham.
Sorry, dude.
Come on.
I had to take a leak.
All right,
I knew this.
All right, let's finish the show. Let's finish the show. Let's get it over with. Let's get the fuck out of here. All right.
Extend the show.
Okay, we got.
Extend.
Where's my engineer? I have no engineer. See, this is the thing. I need an engineer. I need a producer. So I can just concentrate on... Hello? Oh, my God. Folks, we got 12 minutes left. If you want to join the conversation, 347-826-7666. I'm Vince of the Bay. And this cavalcade of mediocrity is going to come to an end, but you still have a chance to be a historical part of it. Anyway, we didn't even get into tongue twisters. What an epic fail that was. I think my favorite tongue twisters ever was probably the tongue twisters with the Skype assholes. They were
always good, the Skype assholes. But the Jew was the best at tongue twisters.
You want to play now?
I'm in the mood, but I was flawless when I did it. Flawless.
Right, here, just take, try a couple.
All right, I'll have to try.
Here's one of them. Try this one.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Can I even remember all of that? I don't think so. How about a piece of that?
Incorrect. Okay, let's try another one. Here we go. We'll start off easy. Here we go.
Yeah, really. It's like trying to get
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. Come on, it's too easy. What did you hit that
sorry, our judges.
Yeah, really. Your judges.
Let's go. We're
going to
go back
slap.
To the. Hang on. I that sounded correct to me. I don't know.
Sure,
I'm
going
to confer with the judges.
We're going
to go back to the replay. We're going to go back to the replay
all
on
right,
that.
Good. I'm impressed.
I'm saying. You know what? So, there was some sort of hiccup on this side. You're just going to have to do it again.
Oh, that's fine.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
That right. Did it. Okay, there was a technical.
Better
not
hear any ant on that one.
All right, good joke. You're one for two now. Here we go. Here's another one.
Mary married Harry.
Mary married Harry.
Judges, wait. Yes, good. Okay, so you're two for one now, or two for three. Let's go on. Here's another one.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Lovely lilacs lure Lee to Lonely Lane.
Very good, Joe. You're doing well. We're gonna.
Joe is always good at this. It's just that, you know, don't give me some fucking paragraph and think I'm gonna remember it.
Well, that's part of it. It's
oh, memorizing a paragraph.
These are common tongue twisters. This is what.
There's nothing common about that.
If you've ever been to a Toastmasters, they'll have you do these.
I have never done this at Toastmasters.
Oh yes, you have.
And there is. I've been to Toastmasters. I've never had anybody be foolish enough to do this kind of crap. But nobody has ever started off with that first one.
All right. We have successfully emptied.
You have successfully gotten rid of everybody out of the chat room. Look at
yeah.
That. Wow.
Mass exodus. It's kind of like the Lakers.
Go?
You know, the Lakers game. There's 5 minutes left in the game, and the Lakers are up by like 40 points. Or no, they're down by like 40 points. And they're just like, and the fans are just like, all right, this is over.
It's sinking ship.
All right, man, one more.
They see rats going.
I bet you can't get this one. I bet you can't. Oh, no, here's another one. Here's another one. It's going to be tough.
Now say red leather, yellow leather, five times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather. 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 That was five
that was
times.
That was not fast.
Oh, define fast.
Anything faster than that.
Yeah. All right.
All right, let's go with one more here. Okay. Is that Yiddish?
No, that was it was another language, but I can't say which one.
All right, fine. Well, here you go. There's another one.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most. That's too easy.
All right,
the Jew is the champion.
Yeah. Yeah, you are the champion.
Because the right. Jew's diction is just that. Really good.
Okay, well, let's do another one here.
And I'm glad we've determined that I don't do this normally. Nor do I go to a toast.
All right, here's one. We got two more to go. Here's one right here, a quick one.
Couldn't we just
Sheila
read off
the shut
Italian menu?
The shop shutter.
I didn't hear that. Say it again.
Sheila shut the shop shutter.
Sheila shut the shop shutter. Come on. I mean, go get a French or an Italian menu.
All right, here's this one. Wait.
Oh, what I love to order.
Yeah, you got to do this one. This is the one you got to do. Here it is.
All right. Let's see.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
Judges? Thanks for coming out, Gio. Appreciate that. Appreciate your participation.
I really needed an espresso before that one.
Yeah. Major shouts out to Wendigo, Vert, Stabby McCugs, and Exposing Demons.
That's me.
Okay, and all the guest listeners, and Vert, of course. Major shouts out to Vert. Sorry that OpNoPro didn't materialize.
So you knew all that time that he was in my neck of the woods, huh?
Who? OpNoPro?
Yeah.
I don't try to divulge anything.
I know. We were within hours of each other at the same place. How wild is that?
Amazing.
Yeah. Took our kids to the same show.
At the same time?
No, he was sitting and baking in the sun. I'm too much of a fat ass to sit in the sun. I waited until 7:30 when the sun started to go down. Please. It's hot enough as it is.
Right. Good time.
He went to the show where the kids got it free. And they paid for the kid. Maybe he's got more than one. But I don't like my balls to sweat. I try to avoid that. Especially since it was Free Ball Friday, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, no, the show was on Free Ball Friday, so I'm saying it's...
Yeah.
Can't have sweaty balls sitting in some metal stands. They'll stick.
No doubt.
And they could be damaged by the heat. I need my sperm count raised. I can't heat them up and lower it. I can't take that risk. I could always be called upon to make a deposit at the sperm bank. You never know.
Well, I think this has been a pretty, successful Free Ball Friday. You know, run of the mill. We kind of had it on cruise control tonight. It's all good. I had really fun on the show on Wednesday night. Unfortunately, Crappy Airbags and OpNoPro couldn't chime in tonight. But I certainly want to thank everybody who did listen and call in. Big thank you to Ms. Becker for calling in for a bit and listening. Of course, can't forget the hardest of the hardcore here. Sticking it out to the very end. Stabby McCugs, Vert and Wendigo, and several guest listeners. So, as we wrap things up here, Jew, any final thoughts? Partying?
Absolutely not. I am vacuous tonight. Nothing in my head.
Vacuous. Yes, the show is quite vacuous in many ways tonight, but that's okay. It happens like that sometimes.
Yeah, really, what's going on? I don't even look at Drudge Report this evening. What have I missed?
Every time you go to Drudge Report, it just seems like the end of the world is here.
Yes, you're very much right. Here you go. Israel will soon be destroyed.
And you know what I think is interesting?
I'm not doing a job.
Israel will soon be destroyed. They sensationalized headlines to maximum degree. But what I think is interesting is more and more they're posting Infowars.com links and RT.com links.
I love RT.
Like, I thought that they were supposed to be this right wing. I thought Drudge was supposed to be right wing, and now he's bringing in Alex Jones and.
Whoa,
and
that's not right wing?
Russia Today.
Russia Today, right?
Yeah, but all these. But if you're run of the mill. Conservative, like your Breitbartian.
Yeah, isn't gonna like right RT.
The Breitbartians look down on that shit. That's they equate that with.
But I love RT.
Occupy
they have few commercials
and all that shit.
I love RT. They have few commercials and they get right to the point. They ask questions, which is good.
Yeah, I like RT as well. I don't know what their motive is, but they usually have hot chicks. I like Delona. I love Delona. They got rid of her. There's this
they got many more.
There's another one. There's a new one that just came out. Alona moved to L.A., and now she's doing Huffington Post Live, which is some sort of internet TV thing. So I'm gonna check that out one of these days, find out when Alona's on, because I like Alona. Anyways, good times, everybody. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate it. Another Free Ball Friday in the books. And until next time, I'm going to play this Coup song one more time. This is a brand new Coup from the Coup. It's called The Magic Clap. That's right, everybody. Do the magic clap or get it. Or if you have it, use some ointment.
Come on, kid!
Try to feel for an escape flash in my eyes like candy snap. When we clap back, it's a magic.